This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it on into Calvin, Jane, and me at Jane says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S at civicmedia.us. Today's Tisback comes by the way of, let's see here, it says Boston 25 News, your local station. That's very vague, but here is the title. Frank O'Loughlin has the byline, cocaine levels in Nantucket sewage 50% above U.S. average, health data reveals. That title alone prompts so many questions.
Yes.
First of all, what are the parties I'm not being invited to in Nantucket?
I was like, what kind of parties are they throwing?
Yeah. Data from a wastewater surveillance initiative that tracks the presence of high-risk substances in Nantucket sewage revealed cocaine levels that, at times, have checked in at 50% higher than the national average. Second question, we have a national average of cocaine in our water?
Okay, my question is, I didn't know we test wastewater for drugs. Like, yeah. That was news to me when I was reading that. I'm like, how would they know? Oh, we test for that. So that was the more you know. We test water.
I got my uncle like at Thanksgiving telling me how fluoride's the problem. We've got coke in our water. Apparently way more in Nantucket. And there's an average, and Nantucket is 50% above that average. I mean, let's face it. Angela, we've all been there. You're sitting at a party. Nantucket, not a nice view of the water. You're just kicking up. You're like, hey, you guys want to talk about politics? Or no, you want to do some booger sugar?
And the answer, my friends, is always no.
Correct. Just say no. Very, very important. But
say no.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. People do things recreationally. Mm-hmm. Not my jam. But, you know, yeah. Fine. That's not recreational. If
it's no.
Like 50% above the national average.
No, like,
that's
water,
not a here and there thing.
That water can be arrested for intent to sell. I mean, my goodness, that's absolutely criminal water. But send the troops into the water.
That water is moving weight. kind of.
We'll definitely keep our nose to the grindstone on this story with any updates. Calvin?
One thing I found interesting about the article is, while cocaine was 50% above the national average, yeah. methamphetamine and fentanyl levels yeah. were below the average. So
I saw that.
They're partying. They're just apparently not relaxing much. I don't know.
No, they need to paint a deck or write a screenplay or something, because they're Motley Crue partying up in Nantucket. That's what they're doing, let me tell you. So, but we'll keep our eyes on this story as it develops, because you never know. It's important to keep your eye on the news. Thank you, Boston, for that local news update. That is another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.